Good morning and welcome in. Time once again for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning once again. How are things?
They're good, Mike. How are things with you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. As we are getting closer and closer to Valentine's Day, and it's an exciting time for some, maybe a little nerve-wracking because it can be an important day. You don't want to mess it up if you have a significant other and you want to do the right thing and all the rest of it. Maybe you could feel a little pressure around this time.
You always want to do the right thing, and the marketing is excellent, so we know that there's a lot of people that we could be buying things for,
right,
or remembering, you know, because we all know that people are wired for relationships. That, you know, we have our couples, we have families, we have kids, we have grandmas, we have aunts and uncles, we have friends that, you know, are important to us, coworkers, and, you know, for kids at school. And so it gets a little bit, I'm going to say, dicey. What's the right thing to do? And, you know, we're supposed to remember people we care about, and sometimes it's disappointing. Either they don't like what we do or it's not reciprocated. So I was thinking about that, and yeah, maybe our listeners know about this book, but I think it's something that they might want to look at. It's called The Five Love Languages. It's by Gary Chapman, and I have a resource it'll be on the website.
Okay.
But it talks about the fact that there's lots of different ways of giving gifts. You know, one is words of affirmation. So when we say, boy, I really appreciate you, or you did a great job, or I like the way you do something, that's a way of expressing love. There's the actual physical gift, you know, and again, we have to think about what our relationship is. We don't want to go over the top because this is not a major holiday. It's, mm-hmm, you know, not a wedding or an anniversary, but want to get something that someone likes. Quality time, you know, let's go out to dinner or let's sit and talk and have a cup of coffee. Acts of service, I personally like this. If somebody will do a few things for me, I think this is awesome.
Right.
You know? And then physical touch. Some people really feel loved when they get that hug or handshake, mm-hmm, or whatever. Now, I just read those in a list. Maybe some of our listeners are thinking, oh, geez, I got to do all five. No, that's too much. What we do know is that everybody has their own style. And when we give a gift, when we want to remember or acknowledge a relationship, we want to be thinking about what does the person that's receiving appreciate. You know, a gift is, like for me, a physical gift is nice, but okay, get me a blouse or something. Often I end up having to take it back because it's the wrong size.
Right, sure.
You know, not that I don't appreciate, but it doesn't, it's okay. But like I say, those acts of service, do those dishes. That's awesome.
You're right.
So we've got these ways of remembering Valentine's Day. And the different types of relationships, we need to remember that both giving a gift and receiving the gift is itself a gift. When you accept what somebody else gives you, you're saying, I like you well enough to accept this gift. That is kind. We need to think about the relationships we want to celebrate and to what extent. Saying happy Valentine's Day for some is good.
Right.
We always want to do and acknowledge the person in the way they appreciate it, and to recognize that love languages evolve and change over time. What I did for my kids when they were little, they don't want now.
Right.
Those candy hearts, well, they might get a joke out of it once, but they don't want them every year.
Sure.
And it's not, we're not giving what we want. We give what they want. So, you know, trying to simplify it, keep it simple as much as possible. There's a good resource, and enjoy the day.
That's the key, enjoying it, because we want these to be positive days and not put too much pressure on ourselves to get it absolutely perfect.
Right, exactly.
Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman. Again, that's on the website. There's an online quiz, too, as part of the resources that you can take part in. And you get that every week with our topics. You can go to safeharboril.com to find out more about that and everything else we talk about on this weekly segment. It's called Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll be back again at the same time next week.